Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center here in Hershey, the PIAA Wrestling Championships, as we get set for the girls tournament to get started with their first round here, a slated start of 2 o'clock here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. And we're into the second part of our tournament here. The girls portion of the tournament will begin with a first round. No preliminary round here, just a round of 16 for the girls. And we will follow that up with a round of consolations after that. 11 girls from the Washington County area, none from Greene County. 11 girls from Washington County will be competing here. And we'll run down those names here in just a moment as we get set for your local coverage of girls wrestling action here from the state tournament at the Giant Center in Hershey. Today's broadcast is being presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, Main Street, Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. By Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Action on the WJPA Sports Network also presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. By WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. By regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum, Dr. Brian Matusik. By Wurchel Funeral Home in Bridgeville, a proud supporter of high school wrestling. By Claysville Area Business Association, Claysville Area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. And by the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. Our action today here from the Giant Center in Hershey, day one. We wrapped up our coverage of 2A boys. Girls action to come here shortly. 3A boys will start at 4:30 this afternoon. And if you're just tuning in, our coverage a little different than in years past. We are focused in on the local wrestlers and local wrestlers only. So when we've got local action on the mats, we'll be calling the action live for you. When we do not have local action, we'll be joining WJPA FM programming until we are back in action here at the Giant Center. And we do have 11 girls competing here from Washington County. Let's run down the list for you. From Cannon Mack, there are six wrestlers. At 106, it is Malia Ramos. At 112, Marley Solomon. At 118, Uni Ayala. At 148, Eva Gray. At 190, Natalie Rush. And at 235, London Ellis. And I want to thank Miss Ramos and Miss Ayala. I ran into them in the down in the bowels of the arena and was able to grab a couple of pronunciations there and wish them good luck in their action coming up here this afternoon. And again, those six wrestlers from Cannon Mack, two wrestlers from Trinity, the Trinity Twins, 142 pounds, Alexia Ashby, 148, Elena Ashby. And then one each from Avella, Fort Cherry, and Peters Township. Avella has Abigail Dolange at 142, Fort Cherry has Ella Trahan at 106, and Peters Township has Liliana Giulianelli at 190 pounds. Those 11 girls will be competing here for state medals when action gets underway here momentarily. We won't have anybody at 100 pounds. Weight classes in the girls' action, I'll run them down for you because it's a little different from the guys. The girls start at 100 pounds. They go 100, 106, 112, 118, 124, 130, 136, 142, 148, 155, 170, 190, and 235. A sport that is very fast-growing, girls wrestling. And this is the second year in a row that they have had the girls wrestling tournament coinciding with the traditional boys state wrestling tournament here at the Giant Center, and it's just a fantastic addition. And amazing that they, you know, they went to six mats clear up through the finals. I get it, a way to squeeze in all this action, but it's amazing that you're adding a girls tournament, you know, to what they've done here for years. The boys tournaments, of course, 2A and 3A always ran at the same time. You're adding in a girls tournament as of last year, and your finals for all three start at 4 o'clock on Saturday, when you used to have 3A finals starting at 7 o'clock on Saturday. You're adding a whole tournament to the festivities here at the Giant Center, but you're finishing up earlier on Saturday evening. Make that make sense, right? But that's how it goes. So just a fantastic weekend, as always, here put on by the PIAA and, of course, the folks here at the Giant Center. I made mention during my 2A coverage, there was a hockey game here last night. So wrestlers weren't able to come in and warm up. Media wasn't able to come in and set up. And I was watching that hockey game from the Bears' den at the Hershey Lodge thinking, how in the world are they going to get ready for wrestling by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning after this game ends? And I'll tell you, I would have liked to have been here to see it. All the glass removed from the boards, all the ice covered, the six mats put down with their tables and scoreboards and tables in the bench area for media, tables in the penalty box area for tournament officials, tables on the one end for media. I mean, it's just an amazing job that the crew here at the Giant Center does to turn this from hockey to wrestling in just overnight. Amazing to see. It would have been amazing to witness live, but just pretty cool to see that they were playing hockey here last night. And you come in this morning a little after 7 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like they've been ready for wrestling all along. So kudos to the crew, certainly here at the Giant Center. Getting ready for girls' action. Girls getting their final warm-ups in. Again, the schedule here as they are clearing the mats. It is the first round of 16 for the girls. And then that will be followed. The start time for the first round of consolations is scheduled for 3:30. Looks like we're getting ready for our national anthem here from the Giant Center. We'll step aside, bring you back to the Giant Center. And our first action won't be until 106 pounds. A couple of Washington County wrestlers coming up at 106. We'll bring you back to the Giant Center after this here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hey, at Washington and Jefferson College, visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great Observer Reporter events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to a First Friday celebration and the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're all about local. Come celebrate with us at the next Observer Reporter event.
Well, shows what I know. No anthem here prior to the girls' tournament, which kind of surprises me. They've always started each session with the national anthem, but did the national anthem before the 2A boys this morning. The girls will just get right underway. And first six bouts are out here. These are all 100-pound first-round bouts. That means we do have our first two Washington County wrestlers. Actually, the first one is on deck. The second one should be listed, I believe, in the hole, and that is the case. So first one we will see is Fort Cherry's Ella Trahan. She'll be the first wrestler that will be coming up here from local action for the girls, and she'll be wrestling at 106 pounds. Ella Trahan will take on the runner-up from the South Central region, Taylor Keckler of Gettysburg. And that'll be the action that we are awaiting. That is on deck on mat four. Again, 11 girls from Washington County we'll be focused on. We'll start here at 106 pounds with a couple of wrestlers, Ramos of Kanemak, Trahan of Fort Cherry. And then at 112, we've got Solomon of Kanemak. At 118, Ayala of Kanemak. And then we'll have a bit of a break. Three weight classes with no local action until we get to 142 pounds. We'll have a couple there with Dolance of Avella and Alexia Ashby of Trinity. And the 148, a couple of more. Gray of Kanemak and Elena Ashby of Trinity. A couple of empty weight classes after that, 55 and 70. And then we'll get to a couple of wrestlers, rivals, Kanemak, Peters Township, 190 pounds, Natalie Rush, and Liliana Giulianelli will be wrestling there at 190 pounds. And then finally, Kanemak has London Ellis at 230 pounds. Winners here in this first round move on to the quarterfinals, and the losers will drop straight down into consolation. So anybody that loses in this first round will wrestle in the first round consolations at 3:30, and they will all be in elimination bouts. Those that lose their first round bouts here will face an elimination bout. Again, scheduled start time of 3:30 for those consolations. A little bit different here with the girls than it is for the boys. On the boys' side, you have those extra four pigtail bouts in the bracket that we got to get through, and that kind of throws off the whole consolation thing as well, to where some wrestlers entered the tournament waiting on a pigtail winner in their first round match, and those wrestlers had no chance of being eliminated today. Even if they were to lose their bout, they wouldn't wrestle a consolation until tomorrow. The same can't be said for the girls. It's a very straightforward 16 wrestler bracket. So all losers will drop to consolations and wrestle elimination bouts coming up a little bit later this afternoon. And they're clearly expecting that these rounds to go pretty quick. I mean, you're expecting a first round of 16 to be over in an hour and a half, and then the consolation round to last only an hour. And get ready for less than an hour, because you got the guys coming up. The 3A boys are set to start at 4:30. That's just an hour after the start time of the girls' first-round consolation. So action will be fast and furious, and we will go all the way till around 9 o'clock before we get out of here this evening. Basically a 12-hour day. Started with 2A boys at 9 in the morning. Wrap up with the 3A boys consolation round at 8 o'clock this evening. Trahan is now coming out here on mat four. So let's get you that action here. The girls' 106-pound weight class, Ella Trahan, taking on Taylor Keckler of Gettysburg. And let's just get a quick check on Ramos of Kanemak. She is now on deck on mat one. We don't want to lose track of that as we get a few wrestlers up here in the early going. Solomon is in the hole for Kanemak on mat four. She won't sneak up on us because I've got action on mat four right now. And this is Trahan of Fort Cherry and Keckler of Gettysburg. Coming up around the upper body here is Keckler, and almost in a bear hug kind of situation. Now a shot here by Trahan. She's in on a leg. Trahan. High up on the leg here, holding on through the crotch. In pretty deep, but now in danger here as Keckler, and they're going to call, a stalemate. Keckler's trying to get that leg free here, and if she does, she'll be in a much better position. I don't know that Trahan can finish this now, this single leg shot. Grip is getting less and less, and Keckler close to breaking it. She does, and she will get the takedown. Actually, no, they have not awarded it. I apologize. I thought I saw the – there it is. Now they do award it. It was just a matter of time, I guess. Now Keckler looking for a cradle here on Trahan. Trahan's able to spread out and break that up. Now, again, looking for the cradle is Keckler. She's got it locked up. Keckler has the cradle and is looking to turn Trahan. And Trahan is giving up near fall, at least one swipe. But that's it. Did not get two consecutive. No back points coming yet, but the cradle still locked for Taylor Keckler of Gettysburg. And now she got a little bit aggressive with it and lost it altogether. Comes out in front, now has a front headlock on Trahan. This should be an escape. There is the escape for Trahan. 3-1, and that comes with less than 10 seconds to go in the opening period. So a nice late score for Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry, and it'll be 3-1 heading into the second period. Keckler working from the bottom here to start the second. Tries to come to her feet, is pulled right back down by Trahan, who settles in on top. Trahan goes to a half here on the right side. Has that half, going to try to turn as Keckler comes up to her base now. Half is still in, now she lets go of it. And in danger of being reversed here is... Well, good job by Trahan to maintain control, and now has Keckler going to her back. Near fall points coming, and now a cradle here for Trahan, looking for the fall potentially. It's getting a little loose, though. Near fall is coming for Trahan. She still has the cradle, going to try to get Keckler going back to her back again. She does get her flipped over. Cradle's not in there great, but it's enough. Official is holding the full boat of near fall now. The pinning combination was never broken, so this is the same combination. Not going to get any additional near fall, but now the four will be awarded. That'll make the score 5-3 in favor of Fort Cherry's Ella Trahan. And now we have Ramos coming up on mat one for Cannon Mack. Keep an eye over here to mat one as well. I don't see Ramos. Her opponent is out there ready to go. Back down here to Trahan. Riding on top with a 5-3 lead. What is the story down here on mat one? Going to have a stoppage here. Trahan looks like, not sure if it's injury time or blood time. They're not putting that up on the clock, so it makes it a little more difficult to tell whether it's blood time or injury time. But they are tending to Ella Trahan. And now Malia Ramos is out here for Cannon Mack, and she is underway. Ramos down here on mat one, 106-pounder. She is taking on Alexis Pancoast of Mechanicsburg, a freshman. They are underway, still waiting on action to resume on mat four with Ella Trahan. Marley Solomon of Cannon Mack is in the hole. He's on the same mat as Trahan, so we'll be awaiting her, but there's about in between. Back down here to Ramos, and now Trahan is back underway. Coming to her feet here is Keckler. And they go out of bounds. A stall warning against Trahan. 5 seconds remaining in that second period. Nothing to report here on Ramos. And Pancoast. 5-3 at the end of two. Trahan leads Keckler. Ramos tried a little duck under. Almost got in a bad position there. Now coming around behind, Pancoast couldn't quite get there. Good job by Ramos to fight it off initially. Now Ramos in on a leg. Now comes up around the waist, but pulled Pancoast down on top of her. Still has the leg, does Ramos. No control awarded to either wrestler yet. 25 seconds to go in this opening period, and now the three is awarded to Pancoast. Take down Pancoast for Mechanicsburg, and she will lead Malia Ramos of Canamac by a score of 3-0. And it looks like that'll be our score at the, well, we still got 6 seconds remaining here. Back over here to Trahan. That score is still 5-3, 40 seconds into this third period. And they get a restart on a stalemate. And now, Trahan able to come up with a takedown here to make it 8-3. Ella Trahan in control. Meanwhile, second period underway, and Ramos is going to give up an escape. She'll be down 4-0 now to Pancoast of Mechanicsburg. And now looking for a near side cradle as Pancoast gives up on that. Good job by Ramos to fight it off. Trahan leading 10-3. Two near fall points for Ella Trahan. She's up 10-3, and now more near fall coming for Trahan. 33 seconds to go in regulation there. And Trahan for Fort Terry, well in control. Trying to reach the state quarterfinals. A bar here for Pancoast on Ramos. She's up 7-0 now on Ramos and looking to turn Ramos again. I shouldn't say again, turn her for the first time. She had a takedown, now looking to turn Ramos. And Ramos close to giving up near fall. Now she goes over. Ramos, I believe, was calling for injury time. They're going to give two. No, they're going to call potentially dangerous, and now they're going to check on Malia Ramos. Trahan has now opened up a 15-3 lead, and time is running short. Ella Trahan. Down to 5 seconds, and Trahan is going to advance for Fort Cherry. Ella Trahan into the quarterfinals at 106 pounds. Tending to Malia Ramos right now. She was giving up near fall. A potentially dangerous was called. You could see Ramos kind of tap the mat as if she was in some serious discomfort. And they called a potentially dangerous to stop it. They gave, I guess they gave three near fall. Yes, three near fall, and it's 10-0 in favor of Pancoast. Now they're back underway, 40 seconds to go in the second period. Marley Solomon of Canamac is on deck on mat four. Called potentially dangerous again. That bar for Pancoast had Ramos' arm twisted up pretty good. Down to 20 seconds to go, second period. Marley Solomon is on deck. Coming up as well will be Uni Ayala, and she is in the hole on mat two. Ramos tries to come to her feet late in the second period. She will not get away, and she'll trail 10-0 as we head to the third. Ramos will work from the top, but very quickly coming out and around behind is Pancos. He's going to get the reversal and has Ramos flattened back out. Score now 12-0, Pancos. She's already turned Ramos, and now she turns her again, and this is going to do it. This will either be a tech foul or maybe not. Yep, they give the three. That's going to do it. And actually, they're going to go ahead and give four. So 16-0 tech fall in favor of Pancos of Mechanicsburg. Time of that tech fall is 4:23. And Malia Ramos of Canamac will drop to consolations at 106 pounds. She'll be facing an elimination bout here later this afternoon. That's going to bring up Marley Solomon now. She is coming up on mat four. So we keep it here for another local match. And Uni Ayala from Canamac is still in the hole on mat two. But another Canamac wrestler, Marley Solomon, at 112 pounds. Solomon is taking on Alessiana Ierley, I guess is how you would say that. I apologize to that family if I totally butchered that name. She's from York Suburban. And they are underway. And coming around and getting the takedown, beautifully done there, is Solomon, Canamac. Marley Solomon out to a 3-0 lead. Again, once we get through Ayala, there will be a bit of a break in the local action, but Ayala right now in the hole on mat two. Solomon riding on top with a 3-0 lead. Here at 112 pounds. She got a bar here on the right side. And going to try to run this and close to getting near fall points on Ierley. Looking to stack her up. I don't think the official he may have gotten a couple of swipes. Now looking for the fall here is Solomon. And this is close. If she can get that, and there she... Did he slap the mat? He did indeed. Not a very demonstrative official, but it is a fall. And the time of the fall is 1:17 for Marley Solomon. And she is into the quarterfinals for Canamac at 112 pounds. We have Uni Ayala of Canamac coming up here at 118 pounds. Stick around. We'll have that for you coming up here on the WJPA Sports Network, and it is presented by CNX Foundation.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Wirtschel Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Wirtschel and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know. People you trust. Wirtschel Funeral Home, off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of high school wrestling.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey so far, three girls from Washington County have wrestled here in this opening round of the girls' state tournament. And it's 2-1. Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry, Marley Solomon of Canamac have advanced to the quarterfinals. They won't wrestle again until tomorrow. Scheduled start time of those quarterfinals tomorrow is 11:45 a.m. Malia Ramos of Canamac was defeated, and she drops into the consolations at 106 pounds. Uni Ayala has now moved into the on-deck circle, if you will, at 118 pounds. Another Canamac wrestler, and she is getting set at 118. Ayala will be taking on Samaya Ramming of Northeast High, a junior out of District 12. Southeast Regional runner-up. Ayala was a third-place finisher in her region. Again, 11 total wrestlers here from Washington County. None from Greene County. We have two Greene County wrestlers and in the state tournament, one in 2A boys, one in 3A boys. 11 girls from Washington County. We're getting through four of them here in this first little bit. Then we'll have a bit of a break until we get to four more wrestlers at the 142 and 148-pound weight classes. And then we'll have three more in the final two weight classes. And keep in mind, a consolation round to follow at 3:30. Anybody who wins in this opening round won't wrestle again until tomorrow, but those who lose will see them again very quickly in that 3:30 consolation round. Get a chance to do a little research on Samaya Ramming, as that'll be the opponent of Ayala. Again, like I said, she was a third player, excuse me, a runner-up from the Southeast region. Got to get things switched over here. I was so used to doing the research for the boys' side. Now we got to get things switched over to the girls' side. Little thank you to PAWrestling.com. Boy, they have a fantastic database of just about anything you want to find related to PA Wrestling. And Samaya, a junior, wrestling for Northeast High. And on the girls' side, it's funny when you look at some of these results and some of these stats for the girls. You know, a lot of these girls wrestle on boys' teams throughout the season. And then they get into the individual season and they can wrestle against all girls. So you kind of see two statistical categories for some of these girls. But did not wrestle in the or was first in her district. I'm sorry, did not wrestle in the boys' postseason. It's funny, she was here. Ramos made the state tournament in AAA boys as a freshman at 114 pounds. She finished third in her district. She was not at the state tournament. I apologize. Not at the state tournament, but she did finish third in her district, did not place at regions. Now as a girls' competitor, at the 112-pound weight class last year, was a district champion, did not place at regions. This year, a champion in her district again, and a runner-up in her region to get her here to the state tournament. That is Ramming of Northeast High, the opponent of Uni Ayala, and that is still a bout that is on deck at 118 pounds. I'm assuming the two of these have not met, but you never know. Some of these tournaments that these schools go to, you may cross paths. We're in the second period winding down, and about preceding Ayala's bout. And no, the two have never crossed paths. And in fact, the two have no common opponents to even compare. So not much of a comparison between Uni Ayala and Samaya Ramming. They'll be on mat two, which is the Far mat to my right. Haven't seen a lot of action on the right side of the floor from my vantage point today. Covering all of the 2A boys action. Washington County ended up with eight. Washington County has eight wrestlers that will wrestle tomorrow in 2A boys, and one from Greene County. Three Washington County wrestlers were eliminated in that opening session of 2A. Once we get on to 3A boys, there are seven Washington County wrestlers and one from Greene County, a total of eight local wrestlers to keep an eye on once that session gets underway at 4:30 this afternoon. What happened to the scoreboard, but things are down here at the arena on the Jumbotron. Now they got it back. Getting ready to start that third period finally on mat two. It's been a long bout down there on mat two. Uni Ayala, a junior on this Cannon McMillan team. We get set to see, just a sophomore. Well, that doesn't seem right. She's listed as having wrestled in high school in the 22-23 campaign, but listed as a sophomore. Interesting. Did take sixth in the state last year, did Uni Ayala. And this year took third in the Whippeal and third in the region, all at 118 pounds, both last year and this year. At 118 pounds. And it looks like that bout on mat two has come to a close, and that will bring up the Ayala ramming bout. Keep an eye out for 142-pound action, but that won't be for at least a little bit. And that's what we'll see. Abigail Dolance of Avella and Alexia Ashby in their first round bouts. And we're looking for Uni Ayala. Interestingly enough, this is the second time here in the early going that the next matchup isn't right there ready to go. I see them walking across now. Bit of a delay getting the wrestlers to their proper mat, but here they come. Both Ayala and Ramming making their way to the scorer's table. And here we go. Canamax so far, 1-1. Marley Solomon into the quarterfinals, Malia Ramos into consolations. We have Ayala and then three more to go from the Big Macs, who brought six to this state tournament. Underway now on mat two. Reaching in for a leg there is Ayala. Comes up empty. And they'll separate. Now double leg shot there by Ramming, but able to fight that off. Now drops to a single, and Ramming lost the single. Now a chance here for Ayala, but Ramming again grabs that leg and eventually grabs the second leg and down for the takedown. And now quickly going to a half here is Ramming. And Ayala's in trouble. Going to her back is Uni Ayala of Canamac. And this is not good for the Big Macs. Ayala doing what she can to try to keep that one shoulder up. Official down looking at it. On the edge of the mat. Maybe the best chance is to try to roll out of bounds. She does roll to her belly. So Ayala gets out of it. And at least survives what looked to be a pending fall. But she will give up, of course, the full boat of near fall points. And it's 7-0 in favor of Ramming of Northeast High. Ayala comes to her base. Leg in here for Ramming now. and has Ayala flattened back out. Goes to a hard cross face. And now, now she's going to let Ayala up to her feet with the escape, 7-1. And now again catches Ayala with a throw, and Ayala going to her back again. Another takedown for ramming and near fall and looking for the fall, and there it is. Time of that fall is going to be 1:33. Ramming of Northeast High drops Uni Ayala of Canamac into Consolations, and there are two Big Macs in Consolations here from the first three to hit the mat. Little pause in the local action as the next one coming up will be two wrestlers at 142 pounds. So what we will do is, after a short break, we'll bring you back to WJPA FM programming, and we'll be sure to cut in as soon as we have local action on the mat. Next up, from Avella, Abigail Dolanch, and from Trinity, Alexia Ashby, those two wrestling at 142 pounds here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
95.3 WJPA. Here's Rockwell.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center here in Hershey, Pennsylvania, as we are in the round of 16, the first round of the girls state wrestling tournament. Right now, our next group of local wrestlers are all being called up to the mats. On deck is Abigail Dolanch from Avella at 142 pounds. Alexia Ashby of Trinity is in the hole on mat six. Elena Ashby of Trinity is in the hole on mat three, and I don't yet see Eva Gray from Canon Mac. She'll be being called up here to the big board here momentarily, but local action to resume here as we have another group of four girl wrestlers here, two at 142 and two at 148, expecting to see Dolanch first. But, of course, things can change with a couple of quick falls or things of that nature, so we'll keep our eye out for the Ashby twins of Trinity as well, who are both in the hole. Abigail Dolanch of Avella. She is set to face Avery Ernest of Hughesville. Went through and checked these matchups, the upcoming matchups, and the three of them have not met. However, the Eva Gray match for Canamac at 148 against Maya Miller of Bishop McCord, those two did meet. And it was a fall for Canamac's Gray. And that came at the, back on December 7th, the Women of Iron Man tournament is where that matchup took place, so we will have a rematch coming up at 148 pounds with Eva Gray of Canamac and Maya Miller of Bishop McCourt. Dolanch is a regional champion from a week ago, and also worth noting for Abigail Dolanche, she wrestled for under Fort Cherry last year as part of the co-op. Avella able to resurrect the wrestling program and in good numbers, too. We saw good numbers from the boys' side, certainly. And good to see the Avella wrestling program get back on its feet. And this year, Dolan's wrestling for Avella, 30-1 record coming in. Was first in the Whippeal, first in the region. And she'll be taking on a fourth-place finisher, Avery Ernest of Hughesville. Ernest, 29-7 on the year. She's a sophomore. And, she's a freshman. Freshman for Hughesville. Placed first in her district being District 4. And took fourth in that region, which is the central region. Now both Dolanche and Alexia Ashby are on deck, so we'll see how that goes. Fortunately, they're on mats 5 and 6, so that makes it a little bit easier to track rather than going from opposite ends of the floor down below. Mats either on top of one another or side by side make it a little easier to cover two at the same time. So if that does occur, mats 5 and 6 will bring that action to you. And now Gray has been called up in the hole. Eva Gray of Canamac, 148 pounds. She'll be wrestling on mat 6. Alexia Ashby's opponent at 142 pounds will be Sayona Harris-Hay from Greater Latrobe. Greater Johnstown. I don't know why I said Latrobe. I'm just used to Latrobe coming after Greater when you're looking at schools, I guess. Greater Johnstown. Harris-Hay is the champion of the Central Region. And Ashby, a fourth-place finisher out of the West. Hay, only a record of 6-1 on the season, though. Ashby has wrestled many more matches, 24-14 coming in. Those are the 142-pounders we have coming up. Dolanche of Avella and Ashby of Trinity. Second period winding down on mat 5. That's where Dolanche waits on deck. They keep all the wrestlers, if you're unfamiliar with the setup here at the Giants, they keep all the on-deck wrestlers on the from our vantage point to the left, beyond the boards, down through what would be the Zamboni Tunnel. They keep them all waiting right there. I didn't notice it so much in the 2A boys. It seemed like as soon as the match ended, the next one was starting right up. But we've had some delays on getting wrestlers to mats here on the girls' side so far. For whatever reason. I'm sure they're just not getting to their spots as quickly or what the situation is, but we have had some delays and it seems like we're looking for wrestlers to get to the mat. Elena Ashby is now on deck on mat 3, so yeah, the action's going to come fast and furious. We could have three going on at the same time here. And then Eva Gray is still in the hole. She will follow Alexia Ashby on mat 6. So just to make sure we've got everything straight on where these wrestlers will appear when they take to the mat. We will be seeing Elena Ashby. So let's go ahead and look at her matchup as well. She'll be coming up here. Elena Ashby is going to take on the fourth-place finisher from the Central Region, Gabby Bombarger of West Branch. out of District 6. Elena Aspey was the West champion for Trinity at 148 pounds. Elena Aspey 29-4 on the year. Gabby Bombarger just 5-3. So another wrestler who hasn't had a whole lot of action this season. And I'll tell you what, it may be Elena Aspey that comes up first, because mat 3 is looking like a potential fall. And there it is. So we are going to see Elena Aspey, who's at 148 pounds, before we see either of our 142-pounders. That's what can happen. You get one mat moving along with a couple of quick falls, and here we go. 148-pounders. Elena Aspey is going to be the first to come out here. And as I just mentioned, she'll be taking on Gabby Bombarger of West Branch. Elena Aspey, Alexia Aspey, both of Trinity, both juniors at Trinity. Shout out to Dad Whalen. Ran into him at the Whippials up in North Allegheny. We're Amity guys. Cheer on the Aspey twins here from the Giant Center. So here we go. Elena Aspey going to get started, and we're not far from seeing Dolanza Mavella coming up here on mat 5 as well. We're going to have action on three mats for sure, all at the same time, because mat 6 is just about done as well, and that's where we'll see Alexi Aspey. So we're underway here with Elena Aspey and Bam Barger of West Branch. They are scoreless, but now a headlock here from Aspey on the edge of the mat, and they say out of bounds. Ooh, didn't even give control there. The foot came down, but she may have been to a point where she was out, and then the toe came down after the fact. Did not award the takedown there, but that was a big headlock from Aspey. And now this time it was Bambarger looking for the headlock. Aspey slips out of it and takes Bambarger down, and now was trying to go to a half on the right side. Aspey has the lead 3-0. Let's check in on mat 5 now with Dolanza Mavella. And here's a single leg shot by Ernest of Hughesville, but Dolan's able to fight it off and trying to come around behind. No points awarded yet for Dolanza. And now she'll come up around the waist and get the takedown. So Dolanza has the lead, 3-0 for the Avella Eagles. And now Aspey down here on mat 3. Elena Aspey has Bambarger going to her back. Near fall points coming. She will not get the fall out of this. But near fall going to be awarded, I believe, 4. Check the scoreboard. And down on mat 6, we're still waiting on Alexi Aspey. She's on deck. There was some sort of injury there. But now Elena Aspey looking for the fall again. And Bambarger's in a whole lot of trouble, but down to 10 seconds. Does he have enough time to finish the pin here? Elena Aspey looking for the fall for Trinity. And she's going to run out of time. More near fall coming, though. Aspey will take an 11-0 lead into the second period. Meanwhile, it is Dolanza just camped out on top here. Now she goes to a half on the left side, going to try to run this, but they go out of bounds with 12 seconds remaining in the first period. They are tending to an injured wrestler on mat 6, so Alexi Aspey has not yet started her bout. She is about to get underway, but they're still tending to an injured wrestler from the previous bout. Elena Aspey will work from the top position in this second period. Already turned Bambarger over twice in that opening period to get out to an 11-0 lead. Meanwhile, on mat 5, Dolanza will work from the bottom in the second period. She leads 3-0. And I guess they still haven't completed that bout on mat 6. I thought it was over and they were tending the injured wrestler. They had a couple of seconds left. Now that ticks down, and now we'll see Alexi Aspey coming up on mat 6. Dolance comes to her feet. But unable to get away. Half applied there by Ernest of Hughesville. Elena Aspie has her opponent, Bambarger, flattened out on the mat, leading 11-0 as Aspie. Alexia Aspie is now just about to get underway with Sayona Harris-Hay. And now Dolance looking to stack up her opponent. Although Dolance not even awarded control yet. And a better job there by Ernest to improve her position and never did give up control. They'll have a restart. 107 to go in that one in the second period. Bambarger is awarded an escape here against Elena Aspie. And now she'll shoot in on Aspie. Meanwhile, Alexia Aspie is underway with Harris Hay of Greater Johnstown. And now Elena Aspie with yet another takedown. She'll go up 14-1, waning moments of the second period. Dolan still working from the bottom, still down 3-0. Two periods in the books, 14-1 in favor of Elena Aspie. Meanwhile, Alexia Aspie, no score with Harris Hay. And what do we have down here on mat 5? Now there's a reversal for Dolance, and she'll make it 5-0 with 10 seconds to go. Second period there for Dolance out of Avella. Single leg shot here by Harris Hay on Alexia Aspie. She's able to fight that off. Keep the thing scoreless. Down on mat 6. 30 seconds to go, first period there. And we get a final here for Aspie. Elena Aspie. Boy, they cleared it away, too. It had to be a tech fall. I'll get that final score for you. But Elena Aspie has advanced into the quarterfinals. And out of bounds goes Dolance. And Ernest. 5-0 Dolance leads. Still no score in the Aspie-Harris-Hay bout. And that's at the end of the first period. Now Dolance with another takedown and takes Ernest to her back. Dolance of Avella looking for the fall now. Not going to get the fall. Near fall points coming to the tune of 4. That's going to make it 12-0 now in favor of Dolance of Avella. Meanwhile, Alexia Aspie working for the top position in the second period. Harris Hay is able to get to her feet and escape. And now the score is 1-0 in favor of Harris Hay on Trinity's Alexia Aspie. Power half here for Dolance. Now just goes to a regular old half on the left side. And now Harris Hay with a takedown on Alexia. Aspie has made it 4-0 over on mat 6. Harris Hay of Johnstown leading Alexia Aspie. She'll come around front with a front headlock here, does Harris Hay. And now looking for a cradle, and she's got a nearside cradle locked up, does Harris Hay. And Aspie might be in some trouble here. Giving up near fall points is Alexia Aspie. Dolance is going to get a fall. Time of the fall is going to be 4:38. No, 5:38. 5:38 for Dolance of Avella. And she is into the quarterfinals. Alexia Aspie in trouble, on her back, being turned over with this cradle again. Back points have not yet been awarded because the pinning combination has not been broken. But if she avoids the fall, she's at best going to be down 8-0. That's going to be the case. 4 points coming, 8-0. Harris Hay leads. Aspie avoids the fall, but giving up the big near fall. Down to 8 seconds to go in this bout. In the second period, that is. And that'll do it for two periods. 8-0 in favor of Harris Hay. of Johnstown over Trinity's Alexia Ashby. And that, just to get a, just to put a ribbon on the Elena Ashby bout, the final was a tech fall. It was 16-1 in 4:08. Just to pass that along. On their feet here, wrestling neutral in the third period. 8-0 lead for Harris Hay of Johnstown on Trinity's Alexi Ashby. Now a single leg here from Harris Hay. On deck is Eva Gray of Canon Mac. She'll be on this same mat, and here's a takedown on the edge for Harris Hay. So Dolance into the quarterfinals. And Elena Ashby into the quarterfinals. Anyone who loses will be wrestling again in the elimination bout this evening. A takedown here for Harris Hay, like I mentioned, made it 11-0. And we're down to a minute 14 to go. And Alexia Ashby is going to need one heck of a comeback here to avoid going to an elimination bout this afternoon. Down to 48 seconds to go. Harris Hay still leading 11-0. Up into a candle stand goes Ashby, but broken back down to her base, and out of bounds they go. 39 seconds on the clock. Following Eva Gray, there'll be three more wrestlers to go, but not until 190 pounds. Two of them there, Natalie Rush of Canamac, Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. And then at 235, Cannon Mac has London Ellis. But already have 170-pounders on the Jumbotron, so there won't be a huge break before we get to the 190-pound weight class. And keep in mind, those consolations are supposed to start in 18 minutes. That might be a little tight. Which also brings me back to the point of they could have, well, not that they were going to start this any earlier than 2 o'clock, but they certainly took a pretty big break between before the boys' 2A consolations. 11-0 is going to be your final. Alexia Ashby will drop to consolations for Trinity. So right now, the Washington County breakdown. There are four quarterfinalists and three in consolations as we have wrestled seven bouts so far. Eva Gray will be coming up now on mat 6. I mentioned this is a rematch for Gray. And a good one for Gray. She won by fall over Maya Miller of Bishop McCourt. Miller, 14-11 on the year, a junior. Gray, a senior with a 28-8 mark. And they are about to get underway. So far, Cannon Mac with just the one in quarterfinals, Marley Solomon. Head-to-head tie up here between Gray and Miller. Fighting for some wrist control here. No shots taken yet. Now an overhook here from Gray, but now dropping down on a double leg is Miller. Gray trying to fight it off and spin around behind. They're on the edge of the mat. This is the first little flurry of activity we've had in this bout. 45 seconds to go, first period. No control awarded, and now a front headlock situation for Gray. Going to try to use that to come around behind. Now grabs a leg. Still holding that front headlock is Eva Gray. And the official wants to stop it. I don't know that he just wanted a fresh start. I don't really think you call that a stalemate. But. ...18 seconds to go in his opening period. Side headlock attempt there by Miller, but she missed. And time runs out in the opening period. Not a ton of action in that opening period. Looks like Gray defers her choice, and the choice of Miller will be to choose down for the second period. Miller trying to come to her feet up into a camel stand. Brought right back down to her base by Gray. Gray may be looking for, now she got an ankle pick here. As, again, Miller up into that camel stand. Now looking for a cradle as Gray, but couldn't get it locked up. Gets out to the side with this half on the right side. Throws a leg in as well and tried to throw Miller to her back. Miller does a nice job to stay on her base. Not sure how she didn't go over right there. It looked like Gray had that, had some leverage. Goes back to that half on the right, does Gray. Try to run it again. Miller fighting it off still. Coming back up to her base, now trying to come to her feet. She will. Gray's going to drop back down on the waist and haul her back down to the mat. Good mat return there from Eva Gray. ...47 seconds remain as Gray gets out to the side again. Now switches, goes to the other side with a hard cross face here. Again, she's looking for that cradle. She might have it this time. Nah, she may have got the hands together, but was quickly broken apart by Miller. 20 seconds to go. Gray still riding on top, has a chance to ride out the entire period. Even though she's not been able to get any near fall situations here against Miller. Down to 5 seconds. And Miller's going to be able to stay off her back for the full 2 minutes. We head to the third, still scoreless, between Eva Gray and Maya Miller. Peters Township's Liliana Giulianelli is now in the hole on Matt. That's 190-pound action. Up into a camel stand comes Eva Gray right off the whistle. Trying to break away, and she does. Separates for the one-point escape, and that is the first point of the match. Gray has the 1-0 lead. They're on their feet here in the third. Another sod headlock attempt there by Miller, but she's missed that a couple of times. Now she shoots in on a double. Sprawling back is Gray, and she'll be able to beat that and come around behind for the takedown. Eva Gray goes up 4-0 for Canamac. And now Gray goes to a half on that right side again, and this time she has Miller going to her back, and there is the fall. Once she got her going over, it didn't take long. Time of the fall is going to be 4:48 for Eva Gray. And she is into the quarterfinals for the Big Macs at 148 pounds. We're going to step aside. We'll bring you right back here to the Giant Center, though, as we do have more local action coming your way. Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township is coming up. She's already been called in the hole, and we're still waiting to see the name of Natalie Rush from Canamac, and also London Ellis coming up at 2:35 for Canamac as well. We're coming back to the Giant Center here in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust. Just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend from Angelo's Restaurant. Michael Pasilacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 86 years. From classic Italian dishes to new favorites, enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great Observer Reporter events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to a First Friday celebration and the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're all about local. Come celebrate with us at the next Observer Reporter event.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, Jason Tennant with you for all of day one action. I'll be with you tomorrow morning as well for the first session, which is the 2A boys quarterfinals and consolations. And then 11:45, when the girls resume tomorrow morning, it'll be Greg Warnock and Greg Smith taking the helm here high atop the Giant Center here in Hershey. Give you a recap of what we have so far. Let's break it down by girls team. Canamac with their six wrestlers here, bringing the most, of course, from Washington County. They have two in quarterfinals so far. That's Marley Solomon at 112 and Eva Gray at 148. Two also in consolations, Malia Ramos at 106 and Uni Ayala at 118. Still two to wrestle for the Big Macs, and we'll see them here before too long. Natalie Rush has now just been called on the hole, or in the hole, Matt 5. And coming up at heavyweight, there at 235, London Ellis will be still to wrestle for Canamac as well. Two here from Trinity. We saw them just recently here, the Ashby twins. Alexia Ashby at 142 is in consolations. Elena Ashby at 148 has reached the quarterfinals. And then we have one girl each from Avella, Fort Cherry, and Peters Township. For Avella, Abigail Dolance is into the quarters at 142. Ella Trahan for Fort Cherry is in the quarters at 106. And Peters Township's Liliana Giulianelli is right now on deck, mat 2. So that's what we have coming up. Just three more bouts to conclude this round of 16 as far as the local action goes. And then we will get into a consolation round, set to begin in 7 minutes. I don't see it happening. And then you have to wonder, will the 3A boys start on time? Scheduled start time of 4:30. That's only an hour and 6 minutes from now. We got to complete what's left of the girls' round of 16 and then do a whole consolation round as well. Now, that consolation round will be four bouts in each weight class. We shall see how close this is, but I wouldn't expect much of a break anyway between the girls and the 3A boys, that's for sure. Three boys again set to start at 4:30 p.m. with their prelims and first round. First round consolations is set for 8 o'clock. Things seem to be running ahead of schedule during the 2A boys, but I don't think that has remained the case here with the girls' action. Julie and Ellie of Peters Township getting ready to go. They're getting ready to start the third period on mat two in the bout that precedes hers. That's at 190 pounds. Julie and Ellie will be facing Easton's Mara Case, a senior out of District 11 and was the runner-up in the Southeast region. Julie and Ellie of Peters Township, a sophomore, 21-7 mark on the year, finished third in the West region. And they are on deck on mat two. Meanwhile, Natalie Rush of Canamac is in the hole mat five. And then we're yet to see London Ellis be called for Canamac at 2:35. Julie and Ellie now will come to mat two. That bout preceding hers has wrapped. Liliana Julie and Ellie, and again she'll be taking on Case out of Easton. Mara Case. And the two of these have not met previously. Ooh, I may need binoculars to tell the difference here. Okay, I got it. You could argue that either one of those singlets from up here could look like Peters Township, but no, I got it. And it's quickly Julie and Ellie in on a single leg right off the whistle. Got in deep on a single leg here on Mara Case. Case trying to fight this off. Boy, great start, and now coming around the side is Julie and Ellie, and she'll get that takedown. Very aggressive right off the whistle was Julie and Ellie. And now maybe trying to, looked like maybe a near side cradle attempt there, but now just flatten Case back out. Tried to go to a 2-on-1 on the right side there, but just looking for something to work here is Julie and Ellie, but she has Case flattened out. And now going to try to turn Case over, and she got her going to her back. And Case is in some trouble here, and there's the fall. Julie and Ellie, 58 seconds, time of the fall. And the Indians of Peters Township advance their only wrestler into the quarterfinals here in the girls' championships. Still no sign of Canamac's London Ellis. She is in the final bout of this round, which is bout 598. And I think she's still two bouts away from being assigned a mat. And right now, Natalie Rush is still listed in the hole on mat five. We'll take a quick break, bring you back. Two more Canamac wrestlers to go in this first round, the round of 16. Natalie Rush at 190 pounds, London Ellis at 235. We're back here to the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Still awaiting two Cannon Mac wrestlers here. Natalie Rush will be wrestling at 190 pounds, and we still have yet to see London Ellis be called up to the to be assigned a mat. Again, she is about 598. So as soon as we get one more final, which should be coming here in about 27 seconds on mat 5, which is where Rush is in the hole, then we should finally have all bouts assigned. But we're already past 3:30, so looking like the time is going to get a little off here at the Giant Center. But it also means if this holds true and that is the next final, we should see Rush followed immediately by Ellis on mat 5. Then we'll see if that is the case. Now it looks like Ellis is going to be assigned mat 1, so Ellis will be on mat 1. Rush will now be moved into the on-deck circle on mat 5. Natalie Rush at 190 pounds is going to be taking on Parkland's Lizcarla Grullion Vasquez. Let me just double-check that because I think they ran out of room in the program. It is indeed Vasquez. Lizcarla Grullion Vasquez of Parkland to take on Natalie Rush of Cannon Mac. That'll be coming up on mat 5. They are on deck, and again, London Ellis of Cannon Mac is in the hole on mat 1. Coming up, a consolation round that will feature a couple of Big Macs early on. Ramos and Ayala will face elimination bouts coming up in the consolations at 106 pounds and 118 pounds, respectively. We do have another consolation at 142. But right now, only the three bouts coming up for the consolation round locally. Now, of course, that could increase to 5. Or to as many as 5, should Rush and Ellis both lose for Cannon Mac. But should they both win, we'll just have the 3 consolation bouts, and that'll be it. For local action, which is good news. You got 11 girls here. It'd be great to have only 3 facing elimination today. And if things go well, they all win their consolation bout, and you bring all 11 to tomorrow's action. Still a lot to be decided. Keep you up to date on the time schedule as well as much as we can. But at this point, obviously the girls' consolations are going to start not on time. How badly will that affect the 3A boys? Well, that remains to be seen, I guess. First period done on mat 5 as Natalie Rush awaits. Get a chance to check out Rush versus Grulian Vasquez. And not really a surprise there. The two have never crossed paths. Vasquez is out of District 11, the Southeast fourth place finisher. And to look at Vasquez, finished fourth in her region this year, was a runner-up in her district. And this is her first trip to the state tournament. Natalie Rush, on the other hand, has had a pretty successful career at Kanemak. Second in the state a year ago. Been wrestling, you go all the way back, and I'd have to. It was not a PIAA sanctioned championship prior to last year. But she is listed as third in the state as a freshman, second in the state as a sophomore. Last year did win the state runner-up, PIA-sanctioned state runner-up, Natalie Rush. Obviously would have her sights set on one medal better this year in her senior season. And she is underway here on mat number 5, taking on Grulian Vasquez of Parkland. Liz Carla Grulian Vasquez. Keep an eye out for Ellis, too, and she'll be followed by a consolation bout on mat 1, and that's going to be Ramos. So we'll have Kanemak now on mat 5, and then we're going to see Ellis in first round and Ramos in consolation as Rush gets the opening takedown here. Natalie Rush riding on top of Grulian Vasquez. Have to definitely keep an eye on mat 1 as well. We don't want to miss Ellis out here when she comes to the mat. Controlling a wrist underneath here is Rush. There are some consolations now on deck in the 100-pound weight class, so once you get them started, we're probably at the very least 10 minutes behind the scheduled start time, but you got to keep in mind you're not getting all six mats full of consolations at one time either. There was a penalty point awarded there. I don't know if it was locked hands or what the call was. They stopped action, and Grulian Vasquez was awarded a penalty point. So it's 3-1 in favor of Rush. And we're down to 22 seconds to go in that opening period. Rush has a bar here on the left side. Going to try to run that. Running short on time inside 10 seconds, but she does get Grulian Vasquez going to her back. Can she get the fall in time? She does! 1:58 time of the fall for Natalie Rush. Thought she might run out of time, but just in the nick of time. Fallen 1:58. Rush is on to the quarterfinals for the Big Macs. We have two Kanemak wrestlers getting ready to wrestle here. London Ellis, 235-pound round of 16. She'll be followed on the same mat by Malia Ramos in consolations at 106 pounds. We'll have that action for you when we come back to the Giant Center in Hershey. Here on the WJPA Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Wirtschel Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Wirtschel and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know. People you trust. Wirtschel Funeral Home, off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of high school wrestling.
Getting ready for a couple of Cannon Mac wrestlers here. London Ellis, she'll be coming up here at 235 pounds, the final bout of the round of 16, and she's going to take on the champion out of the Central Region, Myla Steinbuck of Bedford, District 5. Of course, that's not that far away. I wonder if these two ever crossed paths. Only one way to find out. Do a little research as we await that bout to come. That's going to be on mat one. And Ramos will follow on mat one. And then the other one we're looking for is at 112, Marley Solomon. And she may be... She's called up yet or not. It doesn't appear. It looks like she'll be the next bout, maybe. I'm sorry. Solomon's in quarterfinals. It'll be Ayala at 118. They don't have any 118-pound bouts on the big board yet, so we'll be waiting to see where Ayala ends up in her consolation. London Ellis and of Cannon Mac and Myla Steinbuch have not met. They have several common opponents, however. Steinbuch is a sophomore, took fifth in the state last year. She was a district champion, a regional runner-up, and took fifth in the state a year ago. All of 235 pounds. This year, 21-1 on the year. She is a district champion and a regional champion coming into the state championships. London Ellis from Cannon Mac, also a sophomore, but just her first year of wrestling. Her record coming in to this tournament, 9-12, a losing mark coming in. But she was able to finish fourth in the WPIL and also took fourth in the West Region. But on paper, it looks like Ellis is going to have her hands full with the Central champion, Myla Steinbuch. But guess what? That's why they wrestle the matches and they don't do it on paper. So we're about to see these two take the mat on mat one. And again, it'll be Ramos in a consolation for Cannon Mac to follow on that same mat. We do have some consolations up on the mats now. Again, the 3A boys tournament is set to begin here in about 46 minutes. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not going to start quite on time. Might be close by the time they buzz through these consolations. We shall see. Underway down here on mat one. London Ellis taking on Myla Steinbuch. Good heavy on the hands there from Ellis, pummeling that head down. Now goes to a front headlock and trying to throw Steinbuck, but that did not work. Pulled Steinbuck down right on top of her, and now it might be Ellis who's in trouble. Gives up the takedown, and she may be in danger of being put to her back here. Two on one from Steinbuck. And she's got almost had Ellis going over. Now she does have Ellis going over, and this might not last long. There's the fall. Time of the fall, 48 seconds for Steinbuck, and London Ellis will drop two consolations for the Big Macs. So, in this round of consolations that will start here immediately with Malia Ramos of Canamac, we're going to see Ramos at 106. We're going to see Ayala at 118 for Canamac. We're going to see Alexia Ashby of Trinity at 142, and we're going to see London Ellis of Canamac at 235 pounds. We'll see her again here shortly in these consolations. All four of these next bouts that we will call will be elimination bouts for these four young ladies. The others, if I didn't mention their name in this consolation round, they're good until tomorrow. They'll be in quarterfinals. We'll recap it all for you before we wrap up this round of girls wrestling, but Malia Ramos right now getting underway. Ramos at 106 pounds. She is taking on Ava Helsel of Northern Bedford. Ramos in her first round bout lost by Tech Fall 16-0 to Pancoast of Mechanicsburg. Helsel was pinned in a minute and 34 seconds by Morgan Highland of Easton, so neither one of these two got off to a great start in their first bout here at Hershey. Looking to recover here in the consolation round. No shots taken yet, just tie up here on the edge of the mat. And, forgot it was a one-minute period here. First period goes by in a hurry with that consolation round. 1 minute first period. Choice was to Ramos. She deferred, and so it will be Helsel to take the bottom position. Off the whistle, Helsel trying to come to her feet. Now does come to her feet. Brought back down the mat a couple times. Now Ramos kind of lost the grip but is able to recover and maintain control before Helsel could get away. Ramos controlling her wrist underneath as Helsel comes to her feet again. Now inside trip by Ramos to bring her back down to her base. And they'll go out of bounds with a minute 29 remaining in the second period. To her feet now comes Helsel again. Tries to turn and face Ramos, and they get driven out of bounds once again. These two have never crossed paths previously. Ava Helsel, a senior, but no record prior to this season. 17-11 on the year, first in her district, third in her region. Helsel tries to come to her feet, now tries to separate, but Ramos is able to drop on a leg to maintain control for the moment. Now has Helsel into a seated position, trying to drive into her to take it to her back, but Helsel has to bail out. And Ramos maintains control, settles in on top. Still no score in this bout. 1 minute gone in the second period. Ramos able to ride out the first 60 seconds of the second period. Ayala is on deck on mat 6 now for Canamac, and her consolation will be able to focus the attention there here momentarily. Now, near the boundary again between these two. And now Helsel comes to her feet again, trying to separate. And she may have had, twice, she may have had just a split second of separation, but Ramos able to grab the leg to maintain control. This time, dropped down on the ankle, and eventually Helsel able to kick out of that. With about 10 seconds remaining in the period, she will score. So that's unfortunate for Malia Ramos. Rides about a minute and 50 seconds of that second period, but still gives up the escape. Ramos was here last year, did not place here at the state tournament. She finished, she had the exact same type of season. Second in the district, fourth in the region last year. Second in the district, fourth in the region this year. Was looking to certainly medal for the first time here at Hershey as a sophomore, but would have to battle back from the consolations, and right now trailing 1-0. A stall warning is called. They got Helsel on the stall, and then she almost took Ramos to her back. Ramos had to bail out and did not give up any near fall. I don't know how they called a stall warning, though, on Helsel. That's what he held up. But that couldn't be right. They would have stopped action. Helsel is in control right now. Should have been stalling on top. And out of bounds they go. Now, he's going to go talk to the giving a point. Okay, they're going to give a point. That's going to be an automatic escape for Ramos. And now it's tied at 1. She was awarded that escape prior to the restart. Tied at 1. Ayala still waiting on deck at 118 pounds. We don't want to miss her coming up. Shot attempt there by Helsel. Can't get all the way in. Now tries to switch to a double here, does Helsel. Just getting the hips back is Ramos. But now getting a better grip on that right leg is Helsel. Ramos trying to fight it off. She can get her leg free. She's going to come around for the takedown here. Ramos close to getting a takedown. Helsel trying to hold it off just by barely having control of that leg. And time expires. We're going to sudden victory. I have not seen any overtime yet today, at least on the – there has been a few bouts. But none of the local bouts have gone to overtime until this one. So somebody's season is going to end in overtime here. Helsel and Ramos on their feet, mat 1. And Ayala is now coming up on mat 6. We'll keep an eye down there as well. But right now, focus on the sudden victory period here with Ramos. Ramos trying to lock up a cradle here, a standing cradle. Couldn't quite get that. And now on a leg goes Helsel, down to 28 seconds to go in the period. Helsel now getting close to the takedown, and very close, there it is. Helsel's going to win this thing, and Ramos' season will come to a close with an overtime loss in this consolation round. Malia Ramos of Canamac has been eliminated 4-1 in overtime. Let's switch gears over here now to mat 6, where Ayala has the opening takedown. And leads 3-0 here, 30 seconds in. Uni Ayala trying to keep her postseason alive. Ayala here at 118 pounds in the consolations is taking on Chloe Stiles of United. And that first period is now in the books, a 3-0 lead for Uni Ayala of Canamac. Ayala lost her opening bout to Roaming of Northeast by fall in 133. Styles was a 7-4, suffered a 7-4 loss to Alexis Foscone of Schuylkill Valley. It'll be Ayala working from the top position in the second period. I'm assuming Styles chose bottom. And now Ayala may be looking for a cradle. Can't get that locked up. Now uses the tight waist and flattens Styles back down. 30 seconds gone in the second period. Ayala trying to circle Styles back in bounds, give her a little more mat to work with. They're right on the edge. And now we get a stall warning against Styles on bottom. Styles not doing much underneath here. Well, in control here is Ayala, but hasn't been close to turning Styles at all. First time these two have ever met as well. Chloe Styles, a junior. First in her district this year, fourth in her region. Last year, third in the district, sixth in the region. As part of that non-PIAA sanctioned tournament where she did not place in states going back to her freshman year. Final 5 seconds of this second period, Ayala was awarded a stalling point as well. Ayala leads 4-0. As we head to the third. Uni Ayala was a medalist here at the Giant Center a year ago. Took sixth place at 118 pounds, but finds herself in danger of being eliminated here on day one. But right now has herself a 4-0 lead to try to keep her hopes alive for a return trip to the medal stand. And Ayala chooses to stay on top. For the third period. That's definitely Ayala on top. They both are wearing blue singlets, but I can now see the gold for Cannon Mac. Trying to work this bar here is Ayala. The official gets down to, I believe, probably coaxing Styles to get going. She's not been doing much. She's already been hit for stalling. A stalling point to Ayala. And they're going to be close to the edge of the mat here, close to going off. They'll get a restart with 57 seconds remaining. Got to keep an eye out for Alexia Ashby at 142 pounds. Her bout has not yet been assigned, but it's pretty close. I believe it'll be the next one assigned. Ayala third in the district this year, third in the region this year as well. She has another stalling point awarded to Ayala. Now a 5-0 lead. And we're down to 20 seconds remaining. And they all can just sit right there. I mean, Styles has not been able to do anything underneath. And Ayala is going to win this thing by a final score of 5-0. So Uni Ayala survives to day two. She will be wrestling in Consolations tomorrow. Alexia Ashby has now been assigned mat 5. She is in the hole there, coming up on mat 5. And then the only other wrestler we have in this consolation round will come up at 235 pounds with London Ellis of Canamac. Take a quick break. Back here to the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Still a little wait before we see Alexia Ashby of Trinity coming up here at 142 pounds. Want to thank you all for tuning in here today, whether you're listening on WJPA.com with the WJPA Sports Network or listening on the air. This is WJPA Washington on 1450 AM. We'll have all the action for you all tournament long, local action. Again, taking a little bit of a different approach this year, focusing solely on the local wrestlers that we have here. 11 girls entered this tournament from Washington County, 10 still alive. And right now we are at a point where we're going to have at least 8 wrestling tomorrow. It would be nice to have 10, as many as 10. That would require wins from Alexia Ashby of Trinity and or London Ellis of Canamac. Should both of them win, there will be 10 wrestlers wrestling tomorrow from Washington County. But for sure, 8 will be. Moving on to tomorrow's girls action, which will get underway at 11:45 a.m. with the quarterfinals, second round consolations to follow. But by that time, I'll be heading back west. We'll have Greg Warnock and Greg Smith coming in tomorrow, starting with that 11:45 girls session. Ashby still listed in the hole on mat 5. And we'll take a peek up to the 142-pound bracket where Ashby is in the consolations. And she is going to be facing Layla Colon of Mannheim Township. Going back to the first round, Colon dropped a 7-2 decision to Ariel Stallworth of Catasauqua. And Ashby, of course, you heard it here, a major decision loss to Sayona Harris-Hay of Greater Johnstown. And now Ashby is on deck on mat 5, so awaiting one more result to get Alexia Ashby to mat 5. And then, of course, like I said, we will have a little bit of a break, I would say, maybe to take it back to WJPA FM programming, and then we'll just break in just in time for London Ellis of Canamac and her consolation at 2:35. And I'm interested to see how that transition will go into the 3A boys. They're going to have to allow at least a little warm-up time, I would think, for the 3A boys. But they are scheduled to start in 25 minutes. And right now, the still three weight classes to even be called onto the mat assignments here on the girls' side of things. Waiting here for Alexia Ashby, 142-pound consolations. The bout preceding hers is in the second period. Again, she's going to be taking on Colon of Manheim Township. Two girls' bouts to go before we wrap up our local coverage of the girls' tournament. But, again, we will have that consolation at 235 pounds, which I believe is the final bout of this round. So we'll be sticking around for Ellis for Canamac and the consolations. Indeed, she is in the final bout of this round against Noelani Knott of Dallas Town. Ashby looking to rebound from an 11-0 major decision loss to Harris Hay of Johnstown. Layla Colon. Or Cologne, maybe, if she goes by the same pronunciation of old Willie Cologne, former Steeler. Layla Cologne of Manheim Township, South Central, third place out of District 3, a junior, 27-11 on the year. That'll be the next opponent of Alexia Ashby as Ashby tries to stay alive here at the state tournament. Two have never faced one another. Layla Cologne, third in her region, third in her section this season at 142 pounds. Did not place in her regional a year ago, so her first trip to Hershey. And she's looking to extend her junior season by at least one more round. As is Alexia Ashby of Trinity. About preceding theirs is winding down second period action now. 3A boys coming up. 4:30 is the scheduled start time. That may get pushed back a bit. Washington County has seven boys here at Hershey. Greene County with one. We'll be picking up that action here before you know it. Although, I will say this, local coverage for the 3A boys, even though the action starts at supposedly 4:30, we'll wait and see how well that time stands up, we will not have a preliminary round match for one of the local wrestlers until the 139-pound weight class. TJ Allison of Trinity would be the first one to go. And that'll be all the way up at 139. So we may be joining our 3A coverage a little bit late here from the Giant Center, because we do have a good bit of action beyond that point, but not until 139 pounds will we see any local wrestlers in that 3A preliminary round. But we'll get you all caught up on that when the time comes. Final minute of action in the bout preceding Alexia Ashby. Down to 45 seconds to go there as we await Ashby. Ashby will try to join her sister Elena Ashby in tomorrow's action. Elena Ashby is in the quarterfinals tomorrow. And again, that action will get underway at 11:45 tomorrow morning, following an opening session of 2A boys. That gets underway at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Early session, early wake-up call tomorrow for the 2A boys. Getting close here for Ashby now, down to 20 seconds in that preceding bout. And again, still no sign of London Ellis being called or assigned to a mat yet. She'll be at 235 pounds. The final bout of this girls' session. And I'll try to get word on any schedule change and try to pass that along. If we hear an announcement come across here at the Giant Center, we'll be sure to get you updated as well. And there is Alexia Ashby getting ready to take on, as we mentioned, Layla Colon of Manheim Township. Now they're checking. Well, you don't normally see this prior to the start of a match. Ashby was putting on her anklet. And then they checked her hand. The official checked her hand. Almost like you were looking for blood, but I don't think it was blood. She went over to the table, grabbed a paper towel, wiped off the anklet like the anklet had something on it that also got on her hand. So she got herself all cleaned up. They didn't take precautions as if it was blood, though, so I'm assuming it was some other something, whatever, some sort of substance, maybe just sweat. Who knows what the case was. Either way, they are underway now on mat 5. Colon and Ashby. Fighting for wrist control here. They're head-to-head. Now a double leg shot by Colon. Ashby able. Forehead to forehead, Ashby and Colon. Trying to shove that head down Colon, and boy, time expires quickly in that opening 1 minute first period. Colon defers her choice to the third period. It'll be Ashby's choice, and she's going to choose down to start the second. Ashby up into a camel stand here. Colon able to drag her back down to the mat. Now turning and facing Colon and getting the escape is Ashby. 1-0. Alexia Ashby leads here in the second period. Trying to keep both Hillers alive in the tournament to day two, both Hillers being the Ashby Twins. Shot attempt there by Cologne. Can't get in. Haven't really seen a shot yet from Ashby. Been playing mostly defense here against Cologne. Was able to score the escape here at the beginning of the second period. They go out of bounds with 49 seconds remaining, second. We are seeing our first 235-pound bouts being assigned now. And again, Ellis will be the final bout called in this round. They may be close to wrapping this up by 4:30, but whether or not they can start the boys on time, I would be surprised. Shot attempt here by Cologne on the edge of the mat as he's driving back into the mat, but Ashby able to fight that off, as she has each shot attempt by Cologne. Down to 15 seconds remaining. Time winding down. That's going to do it. 1-0, Ashby leads going into the third, and assume that Cologne will work from the bottom here in the third period. That is the case. To her feet comes Cologne, trying to break the grip. Ashby, she does. Escape will tie things at one. We just saw an overtime bout in this consolation round where Malia Ramos was eliminated in sudden victory period. Ramos of Canamac. Now we're tied at one with Ashby and Cologne. And like I said, Ashby really hasn't been close to scoring offensively. She was able to score the escape, as was Cologne. That's her only score of this match. But Cologne has certainly had the more aggressive offense. Shoots in again, does Cologne. Now tries to lift Ashby, get her off balance. Stall warning against Ashby as they go out of bounds. Minute 11 to go, tied at one, restart. Again, Ashby has been warned for stalling. That could come up big. Ashby forehead to forehead with Cologne of Manheim Township. Just have not seen a shot yet. And we're down to 45 seconds to go. Now another double leg shot here by Cologne, trying to drive in and finish. And this time Ashby's in trouble. And there is going to be the takedown. 30 seconds remaining, and Ashby trails 4-1. Cologne had tried that double leg shot. That had to be at least the fourth time. And that one was the charm. Got in deep enough to force it through and get the takedown. Now she's going to let Ashby up. It's now going to be 4-2, but down to 5 seconds remaining. Ashby takes a desperation shot at a leg, comes up empty. Another desperation shot got into a leg, but the clock expires. And Alexia Ashby of Trinity has been eliminated at 142 pounds. Step aside, we do have Ellis now in the hole on mat two. We'll step aside, we'll bring you back here to the Giant Center. In fact, we're going to join WJPA FM programming just momentarily back at the studio, and we'll get set up for one final bout on the girls' side, and that will be London Ellis of Canamac at 235 pounds. We're back to the Giants Center in a bit here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Hey, that was mistaken. We're going to bring you right back here to the Giant Center in Hershey, because now London Ellis is on deck on mat two. And she is, again, the final bout being called for the girls. Now, she's on mat two. There are a couple of mats with still that are still three bouts deep as we are looking to conclude the girls' action and get you ready for 3A boys, which is scheduled to start in 9 minutes. But London Ellis on deck. So let's give you a recap here of the girls' action. And we'll do it by team as well. So, again, for Canamac, they brought six into this tournament. And they have three quarterfinalists. Those are Marley Solomon at 112 pounds, Eva Gray at 148, and Natalie Rush at 190 pounds. They have one wrestler who is definitely wrestling tomorrow in Consolations. That's Uni Ayala at 118 pounds. And London Ellis would like to join her. She'll be wrestling here momentarily at 235 pounds. She will face an elimination bout here. Should she win that bout, she will be in the second round of Consolations tomorrow morning. Or tomorrow, I guess that'll be probably, by that time, it'll be tomorrow afternoon. One wrestler eliminated for Canamac, and that was Malia Ramos at 106 pounds. Trinity brought two to the tournament. They have one remaining, as Alexia Ashby was just eliminated prior to our break. Her sister Elena Ashby at 148 pounds is into the quarterfinals tomorrow. One wrestler each from Avella, Fort Cherry, and Peters Township, and all three of them are into the quarterfinals tomorrow. From Avella, 142 pounds, Abigail Dolanch. From Fort Cherry, Ella Trahan at 106. And from Peters Township at 190 pounds, Liliana Giulianelli, all in the quarterfinals. And here we have London Ellis up on mat two, or just about. Her bout is ready to go as we wait on the competitors on mat two. Ellis taking on Noelani Knott of Dallas Town. Ellis, it wasn't long ago, she was pinned down here on mat one in 48 seconds to Steinbuck of Bedford. Knott was also pinned. Her fall to Addison Monroe of Bethlehem Liberty. That fall came in 2:39. Elimination bout here for London Ellis of Canamac, and they are underway. Bear hug try here. Now a throw attempt by Ellis, trying to get Knott off balance, and she does, and has Knott gone to her back. Ellis just powering Knott to the mat, looking for the fall here, is London Ellis of Canamac. That's got to be close. I can't see the one shoulder. Ellis just looks at the ref like waiting for him to slap the mat. Not still trying to fight this off, and now she will be able to roll through. Boy, that looked like it was going to be all over pretty quick there. But able to get over to her belly, and now maybe a counter here from Knott. What do we have here? We have, if Knott can get free here, Knott's trying to get a headlock on Ellis, and now Ellis in trouble. And they're going to go, now they're saying Ellis never lost control there. That was crazy. So they're saying Knott got herself, her back exposed for more near fall points, even though it looked like she was going to potentially get a reversal and take Ellis to her back. So the score after all that, I apologize. I thought it looked like Ellis was getting herself in a precarious position. She was still listed in control and getting near fall points and leads 9-0. So London Ellis in good shape here. Nearly had the fall right off the bat. But then that last little flurry of action, I thought Ellis got herself in some trouble there. But control was never given to Knott. And now Ellis is getting a little trouble here as the Knott's able to pop her head free here in this second period and get a two-point reversal. And now Knott will go to work and try to turn Ellis, and now Ellis is in trouble. And Ellis going to her back, and Knott's going to get the fall. Boy, Ellis was so close to getting a pin early on in that first period. Knott was able to fight it off, and now she comes back and gets the fall herself. Time of that fall is going to be 1:39 for Knott. Noelani Knott of Dallastown will eliminate London Ellis of Kanemak by fall. And that will conclude the girls' action here from the state tournament in Hershey, at least the local action. Still some bouts to be wrestled out here before they get into 3A boys' action. What we're going to do is we're going to sign off here from the girls' action. I'm going to bring you back to WJPA programming. WJPA FM programming, and then I will break in whenever we have an idea of when our 3A boys coverage will get underway. Obviously, it is going to be a little bit delayed here from the 4:30 start time. I want to let you know that our coverage here on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. By Claysville Area Business Association, Claysville Area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. By Wartrell Funeral Home in Bridgeville, a proud supporter of high school wrestling. By regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matusik. By WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Wrestling also brought to you today by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Saris Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, Main Street, Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. By Washington Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. And by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Again, we're just wrapping up the girls' action here, even though the boys' 3A action is set to get underway on schedule here in about a minute. Turn things over to the WJPA FM programming, and I'll break back in here from the Giants Center when we have an idea of when our 3A boys' coverage will get underway. We'll be talking to you soon here from Chocolate Town.